Hey guys, are you ready to transform your mind so you can transform your life? Coach Mirna brings you one-on-one coaching and expert guests weekly to help you to grow. Because happiness is the progressive realization of a worthy goal.
Looking for personal growth? Let's do it.
Whether you're a garage entrepreneur or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to start, run, and grow your business without the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. So whether you're selling superfood smoothies or offering organic omega-3s, Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform got you covered. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/transform, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/transform to take your business to the next level today.
As someone who has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones. Came out with a permanent color specifically for curly hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With Clairol Textures and Tones, you get brilliant color plus moisturized hair. Permanent color that maintains your curl definition and shine. Moisture-rich formula pumped with argan and olive oil, plus zero ammonia. It's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it's so me.
Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Renee Young, and sitting in the guest chair today is Dr. Christopher Matlin, health and wellness practitioner, spiritual lecturer, medical intuitive, and author. And today, we are going to be speaking on the topic of the mental health crisis and how it affects collective consciousness. Boy, two big things rolled into one sentence. But yeah, collective consciousness, we're going to get into that is, you know, tapping into the consciousness of the entire world, because your consciousness affects my consciousness and basically, and if we have a mental health issue, then that's also tapping in. It's like seeping into the waters. So stick around for this very important conversation. So welcome, Dr. Matlin.
Yay, thanks for having me, man. Bless your heart. It's wonderful to be here.
You're very welcome. Love your energy. We're going to get into bunch in a few minutes.
We're going to rock the whole house. Yeah.
The world. You're rocking and rolling here with the energy already. I love it. All right, so let me give you guys a short introduction. Dr. Christopher Matlin, author of Centering the Mind, Healing Chronic Stress, Anxiety, Depression, ADD, OCD, and PSD, PTSD in children, adolescents, and adults. Dr. Matlin treats emotional disorders, including addictions, chronic depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorders. The whole person and their whole life are treated. Therefore, relationships of families and loved ones can also be repaired and restored. As an energy worker and medical intuitive, I love that one. Dr. Matlin's work focuses on how divine healing works to create positive outcomes and solutions, especially during these challenging times. He utilizes the power of vibration, frequency, personal intuition, and divine sovereignty in helping to maintain physical, mental, and emotional health. Dr. Matlin has developed his own protocol for successfully treating viruses, Lyme disease, HIV/AIDS, Morgellons, I don't know what that one is, and other difficult-to-treat illnesses. All right, well, listen, we're talking to the right person here. Wow, I still love your bio. You wanted me to call you Christopher, so I'm going to call you Christopher.
Yeah, well, that's great.
But I want to start off with the medical intuitive. I read a couple of medical intuitives on the show, and I just love that aspect of that particular skill if you want to call it ministry, if you want to call it whatever you want to call it. And I'm trying to look for the word, but it's an amazing, amazing, amazing skill. So first of all, when did you realize that you were a medical intuitive? And for those who do not know what that is, can you introduce what that is?
Yeah, medical intuitive. There's different types, of course. Medical intuitive basically is when you look at someone's body, you get the intuition, oh, there's something wrong with the kidneys, or there's something wrong with the heart. Or, you know, you can see like, oh, you've got a broken bone on the right-hand side. You get this intuition. I'm sure everyone's got intuition. It's just a lot of people have kind of lost it, you know, along the way because they're so focused on, you know, the matrix life of running on a hamster wheel, getting busy for the sake of being busy. But, and, you know, it's an intuition. I think when I was really young, but didn't develop it, you know, to me, it's a God gift. You know, everyone's got different gifts.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, God gift.
But it is a gift. Yes, yes, yes.
And I define God as God, Goddess, prime creator of all it is. And then it's a well-balanced masculine, feminine, like prime creator. Everyone's got a different version of God, and that's okay. You know, it's not a big deal. But it's a God gift. And so when I was young, I used to walk around, wow, I could feel like the person, like, you don't feel very well. Like, your intestines feel like really blocked or, you know, the energy around your heart, you know, which is a heart chakra, could get blocked with a lot of emotion. You know, and looking at the world today, the mental health state of the world is pretty dire right now. So, and then what happened is in 2007, went completely bankrupt, lost everything, got divorced, you know, everything fell apart, and I was living out of a car. And for a while, I had, you know, I was like, where was me? You know, what's happened? And, you know, and then I decided one day I was sitting in the south of England, in Worthing. It was a really grey day. The sea was like, you know, I watched the sea and sat there for about 4 or 5 hours and I pulled my eyes out and released all the emotion. Then I realized no one's interested in me except for me. The family were there, friends disappeared, you know, I was on my own completely. And then what I did is I learned to refocus my mind and take my power back, you know. And I mean, I've been without food 21 days, 7 days, didn't have any money at all, even food, you know, and I was living out of a car. You can imagine it's a tough time, you know. Would I want to do that again? Now, let me think. Oh, absolutely not. But it was a great lesson. It's almost like some people have to take a massive dive. It's like the dark night of the soul. Then you really look at yourself. And then you come back up and you refocus in a different way. And the first thing I learned is no one's got your back except for you. You know, you have your back and God's got your back. And I learned that very quickly. The second thing I learned, you know, is gratitude, and I did a lot of meditation. And what I did is from the medical intuition point of view, I started to refine the gifts. And I found if I meditated and connected to my off-planet starseed family, then after a while, they started showing you cause and effect. And they showed me how to look inside someone's body, remote view. And so, you know, I can remote view and look in someone's body. And say, oh, wow, your heart looks, you know, it looks really like gray and it's got a load of, or it's got a blockage around it, or, you know, your liver's got fatty tissue, whatever, you know. And from that, you know, you can then refine the healings accordingly. But one thing I did learn is that you can't do healing if you don't understand how it works. You know, you can't say, well, because the universe is very specific. You know, if you want to do something, what you ask, you receive. You say, well, go and heal that person. So heal what? You know, what should we heal? If you say, well, the liver's got fatty tissue on it, let's heal that. That focuses energy and things onto that, and it starts to reform itself. So, you know, by being absolutely specific. So it took me about 4 years of meditation to really understand cause and effects of leukemia and different things. And from that, then I developed techniques, including what's called, in quote, psychic surgery, where beings, you know, angelic beings can go in your body and do things. It's incredible. So, and I keep developing it. You know, money, you never stop learning things, you know, on this planet, because, you know, the body's so complex and there's unusual things. But I have specialized, of course, in diseases like HIV/AIDS, Agent Orange, Morgellons. Morgellons is nanotech that comes out of your skin. The CDC, of course, have recognized it. And yeah, it's been quite a journey.
Wow, that's a great story. almost reminds me of an interview I had with Neil Donald Walsh. You know, he was living, he was, didn't have a car. He was living on the streets for 2 years. And then he started talking to God and his whole world changed. So let me ask you a question.
I love Neil Donald Walsh. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I know, right? It's an incredible story. So when you were living in your car, were you a doctor then or you became a doctor after?
I got a PhD afterwards. It was actually based on my first book, you know, because I worked with a seminary and they could award PhDs for theses. And, you know, I wrote this book. It's a whole thesis. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's very different than, you know, just energy work and everything else. There's a whole slew of things. And I put the cause and effects in it. And I got a PhD for that, you know, and they were really impressed with it. But before that, I had a degree in master's and, you know, things like that. But, yeah, but my whole world changed. But it's funny, you know, I always remember 20 years ago, I went for a reading or something and walked in this lady's house and she was about 84, sat down and said, well, I'll start the reading. And she got a paper and thank you. Thank you. This was 20 years ago when I was in like corporate system. It wasn't for me, by the way, at all. But anyway, I managed it. She said to me, well, yeah, you're gonna get remarried. Okay. You're going to move to America. Okay. And you're going to do God's work and live off donations and do healing. Okay. Oh, look, he arrived. It's amazing. Every single thing she said was spot on.
Well, you're in America now? You moved to America?
Yeah, I'm in Missouri. Okay. Yeah, I became an American citizen. Ran away from the UK. And now I'm in America. I love what I do, you know. And that's one of the key instruments, I think, finding that burning passion that excites you and you can leap out of bed in the morning. I'm going to help people get out there and do it. You know, so.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, some of them are dead on and some of them are just, you know, in it to take your money.
Absolutely.
It's a great story. So I just, you know, I started off with the medical intuitive because, you know, I have had, like I said, a couple of medical intuitives on the show. And I've studied it, and I know that, right, you can look at somebody like you're looking at me. I don't know if you can do it over the, you know, the airways or you have to be in person, but people can come in and just like you're saying, you know, they could tell that you've got a blockage in your heart or your liver is whatever. And I read this book about someone that was a medical intuitive and he can put his hand over your stomach and tell what's going on in that. And I think it's an amazing God's gift. It's an amazing anointing. That's actually the word I was looking for.
Yeah, so anointing. It is.
Amazing anointing from God. So I wanted to start off with that. So that was great. So, so let's get into our topic and talking about the mental health crisis. So many of us are experiencing trauma. I don't think there is a larger population of people with depression than there is today. You know, people say that pandemic and a lot of things happened during the isolation of the pandemic, but it was bad before. But you're right, it got a little bit worse because people recognize that if they don't have people and they're isolated, then they get worse. You need connection. So talk to us about how your work helps with that solution. What is the solution for this emotional crisis that we have going on right now?
Well, to me, I call the world out there. I don't live in the world out there. I live of it. So, you know, I'm detached from it. I don't watch the news, don't get involved with anything except for the work and talk to God every day. And I think, you know, one of the biggest things, there's a few things here. One is, I think you've got to detach from Matrix. If you don't fit in, you know, there's starseed people and there's people just coming down to learn again. This whole place is a classroom and it's a very extreme one. If God says, look, do you want to go down there again? You know, I always tell people, go in the toilet, pretend you got diarrhea, lock the door and don't come out until the volunteers are done. You know, but I'm kind of joking. But it's a tough place to be, but I love it because I love a challenge. So what I do to keep myself safe and happy, you know, is I detach from it. I don't watch any bad news because you can't believe anything anyone says anymore. And I think you have to, first of all, refocus your mind, you know, because everyone's been taught, oh, I don't, I, what am I going to do about this bill? Oh, no, you know, if you just refocus the mind, well, back up. Sorry, God, you know, because God was just about to write you a check, but of course, you know, gone.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. This allergy season has been tough for me. The pollen number was the highest it's been in over 3 years. My nose was stuffed up, then it was running. I had the awful nasal drip in my throat and the sneezing. I was miserable. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. If you are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. As someone who has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's textures and tones came out with a permanent color specifically for curly hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. Clairol Textures and Tone comes in 12 upgraded texture-loving shades. I love the 1B Natural Black. Clairol also makes you feel proud to be able to transform your hair yourself at home, saving you time and money from expensive salon treatments. A few years ago, I decided to go to the salon for a color, and they charged me $70. I never went again. Clairol makes you feel proud to be able to transform your hair yourself at home. Their mission is to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible, easy-to-use products. With Clairol textures and tones, you get brilliant color plus moisturized hair. Permanent color that makes your curl definition and shine. Moisture-rich formula pumped with argan and olive oil and zero ammonia. It's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it's so me.
So back up. Let's refocus that. Thank you for the blessing of that bill, you know, the ability to pay that bill. And thank even more gratitude. Look at, you know, having a plate of food on the table to me is like stunning, you know. Every night, and I think, thank you, God, for a plate of food. And people say, oh, you know, that's just amazing because I've been without it. And I think it really taught me to be blessed by everything. And so if you can get in that gratitude place where it's a way of life, not just, you know, getting a gratitude stone, right, okay, God, look, I've got 5 minutes, so I'm grateful for my wife, I've got a bit of food, we're done. You know, gratitude doesn't work like that. It's a way of life. And, you know, and along with that comes, and God's got your back as well, faith. So if you can link those, like, grateful to God every day for what you do have, forget about what you don't have, because you probably don't need it anyway. What you do have, you know, be blessed by it. Like, I've got a car, I've got a roof over my head. I've been there where I was living out of a car. I was actually on the street, but living out of a car, it's really difficult. And so if you refocus the mind and refocus to thank you, God, wow, you know, the blessing, instead of manifesting like, you know, disaster, you're manifesting, wow, you've got abundance. And if you policed your thoughts for a month and turn anything negative into positive, even what's happened in the past, you know, I look at blessings. It doesn't matter how bad your life has been. I look at the blessing of going bankrupt. It taught me, like, get out of this matrix, get out of the corporation because you don't fit in there, and let's do service to others. And, you know, and even, you know, when people run a spiritual business, well, yeah, I can't afford an account. I'm going to do my accounts myself. Well, can't afford an IT. You know, you just, God just said, well, I was just about to give you a check for the IT guy. We have an IT guy. We have a publicist. We have two girls in the office. We've got, you know, a person who does the dispatching and different things. We've got about 9 staff, you know, so it's not a small business. And, you know, when I first, I always remember when I first took my first staff member on, I was kind of, oh, wait, what am I doing? I'm being third dimensional. No, of course we're in a fourth. Thank you, God. And, you know, I took that staff on and suddenly, you know, it just got busier and busier. And, you know, it's incredible. So if you're going to spiritual business, I don't like the word business because, you know, if you're going to spiritual operation, don't even worry about, you know, feed the money out and, you know, so they can bless their families and it comes back in tenfold. You've got to, you know, cycle that energy around. You can't keep it all to yourself. But so, you know, to me, the biggest thing is, of course, emotion. You know, with the pandemic and things, there was vax versus no vax, max versus no max. You know, there was different people. I'd never want to see you again unless you do this or that, you know. And there was terrible trouble in families. You know, someone's mother said, well, I'd never want to see you again, take the vaccine. And I was thinking, whether it's right or wrong to take the vaccine, the fact is that if your mother's love is that fickle over a vaccine, to me, that's no love at all. And I said, you just need to kind of detach because she's so hurt and take a step back. So there's a few things, you know, getting out the matrix. I think looking for your burning passion is key because that gives, that fires you up like, wow, I'm helping people. You know, I see it every day, you know, people shift. I'm sure many of you do as well. They shift. We even support, you know, psychiatrists, psychotherapists, psychologists, because they go out and do their work, and their work has got much, much harder than it ever used to be. And, of course, so once a week they come for healing to release the emotion that they've ingested from other people, and that keeps them balanced so they can get out. So, you know, yeah, find that burning passion, whatever it is, if it's cooking, you know, if you're a chef, if you're, you know, if you're a sculptorist, if you're, you know, art, you know, healing, whatever it is, growing food. You know, and I also encourage people to get out and get back in nature. You know, we've got lost along the way. You know, I mean, most of us can't even grow plants because, okay, how do you do it? You know, and that's to me a life skill. So, you know, let's focus on growing some food. So when you pick it, it's alive. It hasn't been sitting in the warehouse for like 10 weeks and it died about 3 weeks ago. And so when you pick that, you're eating something that's got energy in it, you know. And of course, you know, the power of prayer is very important. Now, there's another thing as well, that when people's vibration drop and they ingest emotion, I think the reason why the mental health's got worse is because people are kind of seeing that things aren't quite right on this planet. You know, there's a lot of manipulation. There's a lot of everything. I'm sure everyone knows what I mean. You know, even the banking system, everything. We're in debt, you know. It's a debt-based banking system. And I think that puts a lot of stress on people. Immune system's affected, heart's affected, liver's affected, you know, adrenal's affected, everyone's exhausted. When your vibration drops, there are things called entities. Now, I'm not a Christian, you know, I believe in one God, many paths, but I do love Jesus' teachings. And he talked about, like, demonic entities. There are entities where if your vibration's the same level as them, they will attach to you. So there's different types. There's Anunnaki, Draconian, Luciferians, and there's Archons, and different ones. So it's, again, understanding what they do to the body because you need to remove them real quick because they're low vibrational beings. But they also have a very powerful mind. They can send you negative thoughts. So if you go to words that, oh, God, man, are you useless? Oh, that was pathetic. No one likes you. And you get all these thoughts coming in so quick, you start to get overwhelmed and think, oh, it's me, you know, no one likes me and I'm useless, to the point where you get chronically depressed. So, you know, I always remove all the entities straight away. That's really important.
Wow. All right. So let's pause there for a minute because you talked about a lot of stuff. And let me circle back. I want to touch on what you just said because it's the first time I've heard it said like that. And I'm always looking for to learn new things when I'm reading or I'm talking to someone in the show. But I want to start with the gratitude one. Yes. You know, it's very true that you can't be depressed. You can't even be angry if you tap into gratitude. And a lot of people think that they have to be grateful for money in the bank or a house or a car or whatever. But, you know, I started doing years ago, Lewis House meditation, gratitude meditation. And she's talking about being grateful that you're laying in a bed, being grateful that you've got lights, being grateful that you can go into the bathroom and flush a toilet, being grateful for the stove, the things that people take for granted. And then I was listening to Thich Nhat Hanh's meditation the other day, and he's talking about be grateful for eyes. You know how important eyes are? Be grateful that you can see. So things like that, I mean, for your legs. I'm even grateful that I've got a hand that can feed myself, because so many people can't feed themselves. I'm grateful that I can swallow, because I know that, you know, my aunt lived in a nursing home for several years before she died, and she didn't have a gag reflex, so she couldn't swallow. So people had to feed her through a tube. So yes, people are depressed because they're waking up in the morning and don't want to be alive, and they're not being grateful for the sun or whatever. So that's one of the things. But I want to stop on what you talked about vibration, because, you know, I marinate in vibration, and I marinate in vibration because I've learned from a lot of teachers. I've learned from Abraham Hicks. I learned from Dwayne Dyer about your vibration and your frequency. And what they teach you is if your vibration is high, then you're able the law of attraction. Like if you're looking for something good and your negative energy down here, then you're not going to attract the good things. In fact, what you're going to attract is the bad things, because you're in a bad space. But I've never heard anybody talk about demons attaching to negative, your vibration. So let's expand on that for a minute. And I wasn't aware that Jesus talked about that, because I'm a Christian and I read the Bible and I follow his works. But I mean, I must not have understood what he was saying. So about his deep talk about the demon thing, because I want to learn from that.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, you know, by the way, I love Jesus' teachings, you know, but like I say, I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in all the Bible. Some of it's, you know, manipulated, some of it's not. And, you know, I encourage people discernment. Does this sound right or not? You know, and a lot of it's good stuff, you know. But Jesus always, his teachings are really simple. He talked about don't judge people, love people, service to others. And then, I remember him talking about, you know, casting out demonic entities, you know, where someone's, and told the bodies, you know, like.
Yeah, I've become that a lot of entities, but I'm talking about the vibration thing and how they
can affect
you if you've got low vibration. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what happens is these beings are negative beings. You know, they're not a service to us, as they're selfish, they have no empathy. And what they're trying to do is shut anyone down who tries to raise their vibration. Now, this is a really important point. And what happens is they attach to you. So Anunnaki Draconians, what are they? Well, they're like reptilian things. They sit in the abdomen, so they block the abdomen, so abdomen gets bloaty. You get problems with your intestine, like it's gurgly and things like that. Taps in the lower back, sends you negative thoughts, actually damages the lower back disc, and it hangs on the shoulders and neck. So very often people who've got anti-attachment think, well, I've got all these symptoms. Wow. When you remove it, they can feel it leave. It's amazing. Now, Archons... In Anunnaki Draconians of the fourth dimension are actually beings. Here, they're spirits. Archons float through the second, third, and fourth dimension. They have no body, but they're energetic, so they attach to it. And then you've got Luciferians. Now, these things are the ones I think Jesus was talking about, where they're very snarly, so they attach to you. But if you try and remove them, they start to contort the body or speak through the voice box. You know, in like a raspy, cackly, horrible voice, like hissy. And they get very aggressive, you know. So what have we moved them? I remember I was at an expo, and this lady had 57 in. Every time I took one out, you know, she was... people were keep going, what's this? You know, I said, oh, don't worry, it's Luciferians. And I got to the 57th, it stopped. 50, it's the most entities I've ever seen in a person. But the thing is, if they're attached to you, they're low vibrational, so they're blocking your meridians. How do you get your vibration up? And the answer is you can't. So once you've removed it, a very important thing is the power of prayer. And we have a prayer called the 27 esoteric Merkabah field prayer, where it puts 27 esoteric Merkabah fields around you to protect you from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. If you do that three times a day, it will keep them out. If you don't, they're going to reattach again, because getting your vibration up takes work. You know this, you know. You can't just do it like, oh, well, I feel great next day. And, right, let's do it. It doesn't work like that. You know, we ingest, nowadays, I think because of the state of the world, we ingest hundreds of thousands of layers of emotion on the heart in layers and layers and layers. So we've got a fast-track method of actually going within and picking the biggest layer affecting right now, next biggest. And we can do 81, 162. That's a fast-track method. But if you go to a practitioner like a psychotherapist, psychologist, psychiatrist, you'll sit in the room and they'll poke you, you know, that'll bring emotion up, you ball your eyes out, and then you do it again. And after an hour, maybe you've done, I don't know, four or five layers. And, you know, it takes a long time. You know, it takes really real hard work to get your vibration up. Because once you've released that negative emotion, you start to feel, wow, you know, powerful. You take your power back. You know, I don't believe in gurus. I believe you are your own guru, you know. And you know, my job here is to help people get back to their guru self so they can take their power back. They can get that passion of life in again, you know. So, but these entities really influence people really bad.
Yeah. Wow. That's scary. I was taught that they can't come in unless you invite them in. So, is that true?
Well, the problem is that they manipulate. So, I mean, you know, again, if you protect yourself, I mean, to me, a prayer is a map of intent. That's what it is. You know, you're intending, like, put the mercantile fields, keep the things out, so you're not inviting them in. But what happened with healings is people do healings and not say, look, you need to protect yourself in some way. Even if it's putting a bubble of unconditional love around it, whatever it is, you know, you need to use the power of maps of intent or, in quotes, prayers to keep the things out whilst you release an emotion, because if they reattach, your vibration's going to drop again. So very important point, you know, when you're doing healings. So, okay. Yeah.
The question was, do these demonic entities enter someone's body if they're not invited?
Well, if you've got a map of intent, like, I'm not inviting you, whatever the prayer is or whatever the map of intent, like, right, you're not coming in, full stop, then they won't come in. But, okay. But I think the problem is a lot of people aren't really focusing on protecting themselves. They're just, okay, they walk around, you know what I mean? So you've got to really be on it. The universal rules is, right, you're not coming in, that's it, you know, so.
This new year, take your business to the next level with a Shopify online store. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to, did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/transform, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/transform now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, that's amazing. You're right. Jesus spent a lot of time getting rid of demonic entities in the Bible. All right. So let's talk now about emotional disorders, including addictions, schizophrenia, bipolar. So you've got a mental illness. You're not necessarily unhappy or low vibration. You're mentally, like schizophrenia, for instance. You know, how does frequency and vibration heal those conditions? The same way that you just mentioned?
No, I mean, schizophrenia is different. I mean, I've worked a lot with schizophrenia and with psychiatrists to work on schizophrenia. One of the, you know, there's different types of people on this planet. People with gifts. I mean, I can see through the veil, so I can see these entities. I can see what one's attached to somebody. I can also see, physically see the angelic beings because, I, you know, I can tune into them. So what happens with schizophrenia, and this is my perspective, is that these people are very gifted. And so what happens is, of course, they start looking through the veil and they might connect with the reptilian, the negative entities who are going to lead them astray, you know, so, and they can see them. And so they're telling them to do silly things and tell them, you know, good and, you know, doing all the same things that they're doing to everybody else, but they can see them and they talk to them and they think, oh, they're my friends, you know, but they're not, you know, they're trying to manipulate you. So I teach people that you've got to remove those, you know, have the power, right, get out of my field, you know, with a map of intent, a prayer, and let's bring in the angelic beings who taught you, who love you, who are going to help you grow and everything else. So it's been, it's getting discernment, but the problem is a lot of schizophrenic people, you know, they put them on medication because they don't know what to do with it. You know, no one's telling me how to navigate this, you know. And once you've taught them how to navigate it, they get off the pills. They do some amazing things to me. They're very gifted. But, you know, things like bipolar, ADD, ADHD, OCD, I think a lot of this is to do with the stress of the world. And, you know, you ingest an emotion. And therefore what happens is because the emotion, the neurochemical balance goes off. So serotonin comes from the adrenals. That's off. GABA, dopamine, the rest of it, you know, melatonin, the rest of it comes from glands in the brain. If that's off balance, then that causes things like OCD. I mean, I've got OCD, you know, it's, I'm definitely on the spectrum. I used to have ADHD, probably because, you know, when I was born, I was attacked straight away. I had 8 strokes when I was born. 2 days after, I was in hospital for a year. Load of things have happened to me, but, you know, that's, I'm still here, but I think, you know, yeah, we're still rocking, we're still doing stuff. But I think, you know, when you, again, releasing the emotion, because most people have been traumatized in this world, even if their vibration's pretty good, you've still got trauma, something happened in your childhood or something happened, you know, along the way, you got divorced. There's so many things that, you know, and I think that does create a neurochemical imbalance, which means, you know, if you work on that, and we work on that, why rebalance the glands and also release the emotion directly related to these traumas, which have caused that thing in the first place. But I think there's an element also of people on this planet who just don't fit in because they're different. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know, they're different. They see things in a different way. I've never fitted in on this planet. You know, we have very few friends. The friends we do have are really close. But one of the things I'd encourage people.
You're gifted. You're
well, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But now, I don't fit in at all. I'll look at this planet.
You're not going to fit in, right.
God dropped me off at the wrong planet, but never mind. You know, I hear so many clients say that. You know, I don't think I'm on the right planet. No, you are. You volunteered, but it's okay. We'll fix it. You know, so, but I think also setting boundaries is very important as well, because if you are different, I think it's very important to realize you're different. You don't fit in. Yeah, you know, you're not narcissistic. You're not passive aggressive. A lot of people are on this planet. You know, it's like, woe is me, and you know, my father's a narcissist and passive aggressive. My mother was passive aggressive, and they were just doing their best to navigate it. But I think, you know, I learned to actually kind of set boundaries to stop that from being projected on me. And, you know, you've got to realize that, you know, if you set boundaries with people, then, you know, the people who are close to you love you, you can have a laugh with. I mean, you know, the way we navigate our life, we put music on. I love cooking, you know. I'm not a chef, but my cooking's pretty good, you know. And I love it because, you know, people eat the food. It's delicious. Yeah. And I go amongst the trees. We're building a house on 40 acres, 20 minutes away from here. This is the ministry building we're living in temporarily whilst we finish the house. And that's been exciting, you know. So I found really exciting and blessed things to do, you know. That's what it's all about, enjoying life.
Yeah, so that's amazing. All right. Well, now understanding basically what you're saying is that, you know, people say that these mental health conditions are a chemical imbalance, you know, but what you're saying is that even though they may be a chemical imbalance, it's the vibration that's really the problem. And if you start off by, you know, raising your vibration, either by removing somehow the toxic energy then basically in starting raising your vibration. And then once you've raised your vibration, you got to protect yourself so that these entities don't come back. And Jesus, they say that, or the Bible said that, yeah, you get rid of one and seven more come back. Because there's...
Yeah, he said they hunt in packs. Oh, yeah, they hunt in packs. And these things, yeah. There's a lot more of them than there are of us. And, you know, you lose one, the next one just comes straight in, the next one, you know. So, to me, the key is protecting yourself. Once you... Well, think about this, you know. If an entity's vibration's here, if you raise your vibration way above it, your energy field is so strong, it can't even come in your energy field. So once you've got your vibration up, they don't touch it. And they go and bother somebody else, you know. So, yeah, that's one of the key... It's all about vibration. It's all about emotional release and processing trauma and transmuting it. You know, don't stuff it down, because a lot of people just stuff it down and don't process it, you know. I think it's important. I had a lot of... abandonment issues. And,
right, yes. A lot of people stuff.
Absolutely.
I remember, you know, I went, a little trip to the psychiatrist or a psychologist. I'm not sure which one. Psychologist, because I don't have a mental condition. Just wanted to talk therapy. And one of the, you know, I went for like a month, four times or so. And one of the things that she told me was, yeah, you've stuffed things down and you've got to catch and release them. And, you catch means that you recognize it there and then you release them. So, yeah, I mean, and I know stuff was stuffed down because, you know, I was getting angry. And that's one of the reasons I went to see her, because I know that I can feel the anger bubbling up when I went out. What's going on down there?
Why is this happening? Well, it's you get triggered.
I get consciously. So I'm recognizing that anything is different with my body. And I keep my vibration pretty high. But you're right. We all have experienced trauma. We've all experienced hurt. And 90 or higher percentage of people stuff them down. So.
Oh, absolutely.
So that means.
Also,
I
think one of the key instruments to that is if you do get angry, cut off the conversation or stop what you're doing. Say, oh, excuse me one second. Go in another room, close the door, sit there, take some deep breaths, like breathe in and breathe out over 7 seconds, move that anxiety, and then sit there until you figure out, okay, where did that anger come from? Oh, it wasn't there. It was from my childhood. It was from Uncle Bert, or it was from my father. If you sit there long enough and close your eyes, you'll dig into where that emotion came from. And it's nothing to do with the situation. It was actually to do with something that's happened in the past. Then when you're feeling to it, you can say, okay, time to transmute it. And you transmuted that emotion because you've honored the emotion and you've moved it on. And I was doing that with abandonment. I had a lot of abandonment, of course, because of being in hospital for a year and my father was crazy, you know. My mother was like passive aggressive, always sick. And so no one was there for me. And, you know, I didn't realize till I married Mandy, and I had a lot of abandonment. You know, of course, you get triggered. Instead of getting angry or, you know, shouting or anything, I just get in the car, drive down the Munster building, city, and okay, where's this come from? That wasn't that bad. Oh, it's my father. That's what triggered it, you know, and then I could transmute it. If you keep doing that, you know, eventually, you know, it'll go. I mean, the abandonment's gone now. You know, I call it, there's a different word for it, but I call it couldn't care less-ometer. So when that blows all up, you know, whatever people say about me, I actually couldn't care less. I mean, I love people. I could care less about people, but I'm talking about, you know, whatever people think of me is their deal, not mine, you know. And now it's okay, you know, if you don't like me, well, moving on. So, you know, yeah. But when I was 20.
Yeah, that's
yeah. When I was.
Right.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people had to go through caring what someone thought about them and then recognizing that, you know, it wasn't doing anything for them and transmute that energy just like you mentioned. So so let's get to collective consciousness. I love that word as well. You know, once I learned it, I understand what collective consciousness is. So talk to us about what exactly is collective consciousness. And why is this mental health problem that we're experiencing bad for collective consciousness?
Well, I think, you know, collective consciousness, what it is basically is the consciousness on the whole planet of all human beings, all the beings, actually, not just human. So the consciousness on the planet is collective. I mean, we're part of that. You know, Myrna, you're part of that. I am. You know, we all are. And so, you know, to help raise it, of course, I mean, you know, helping as many people as possible to reroute their life into a positive thing is really important. But what's happened since this pandemic and, you know, all the things that are going on is I think people have realized something's not right on this planet. And so they start to go down a rabbit hole. Oh, government doesn't seem right. Money doesn't seem right. Food's, you know, in trouble. You know, air's in trouble. Water's in trouble. Everything, you know, there's toxicity. There's all sorts of things so bad. And sometimes people say, there must be something that's not manipulated on this planet. I'm going, no, let me see. Oh, no, that'll be everything. I mean, everything is. It's got that bad. But it's always been that bad. But what's happened is that it's coming to the forefront now because we're starting to see new ideas about manipulation all over the place, whether it's government, whether it's, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, and therefore you go down rabbit holes and you start, again, you have this emotion like shock, like, wow, I never realized this. Whoa. And then you have to, you know, you have to transmit that emotion then that actually no one's got your best interests at heart, you know. And that's a big thing to do, you know, and it took me a long time to come to grips with, like, wow, isn't it bad? It seems worse, you know, and so because that comes up, of course, it gives a lot of emotion to people. That's all collective, and now it's being exposed. It's a lot worse, the collective conscious energy, than it ever used to be. And again, we have a prayer to remove it because, you know, us individual human beings, it's really not our job to transmute that collective consciousness. So what you need to do, and again, I've got a prayer where you grab it and send it. It's called the prayer to transmute collective consciousness. What it's doing is really getting a hold of that energy around your heart and then send it back to God to be transmuted and dispersed in only the way God knows how. And we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love, so be it. And that really works. If you do that several times a day, you'll feel better. I mean, lately, I've seen with my clients, we work probably on about 2,000 people a week. It's a lot of people. And we have general groups, you know, specialized groups, one-to-ones, whatever. And I've seen a decline in people's kind of, you know, in their, what would you call it, in their vibration and their mental health, because people are getting a bit like, this is getting a bit much. And the reason for that is because they're feeling the collective consciousness. It's overwhelming. You can feel overwhelmed, you know, different symptoms, overwhelmed. You could feel like the twilight zone. It feels like discombobulated, or it can feel very insecure. Well, you think, well, you know, so if you're feeling these things, then you're probably ingesting the collective consciousness. So, you know, please use the prayer. The prayers are there for everybody, you know, and, you know, it just really helps people move that and send it back to God, because it's not for us to process right now, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was under the impression that our collective consciousness was getting a little better because a lot of people are now meditating. You know, the East meditation practices are coming to the West. And I don't know. So it's true. A lot of people are not religious any longer, and they're not praying, and they don't believe in God. But I thought that meditation, which is all about connecting to source, was infiltrating our consciousness. You don't see that?
Well, I think it's improving a certain element of people, because absolutely, I love meditation. You know, I can meditate for, I mean, when I went bankrupt, I used to meditate 6 hours a day, and 6 hours a day for about 3 or 4 years to understand the cause and effect. And I think it's very powerful. But I also think there's a lot of people who haven't woken up, in quotes, you know, they were sleeping a lot. And suddenly, you know, they've been shown all this stuff, you know, what's happened in the world. And that's made a big impact. So the collective consciousness, of course, you know, by meditating and, you know, and being positive, you're affecting that in a positive way. But all these people waking up, you know, it's crashing a little bit. And I think, you know, because of the state of the world at the moment, people have a lot of anxiety. So, and that affects what I call, you know, there's a grid around the planet, like a crystalline structure, and it fills up with the consciousness of humanity. So if it gets too full, you know, it is cleared. But yeah, I think it's tough right now. Last week I thought was one of the toughest weeks I've seen, because people are being affected. If they're sensitive, if people aren't sensitive, they probably feel off. But I don't know what that is. I won't. But you know, when you're sensitive, when you are self-aware, I always look for reasons why. Why do I feel like this week? Oh, it's that, you know, and I always get the reason and fix it, you know, and I think that's really important.
The impact, that's probably the word for them.
Huge, yeah.
Right, right.
Okay. I'm a huge empath. And when you are, you just so much emotion. It's amazing.
Yeah, the impacts, right, right. Okay. All right, so let's talk about your book now. Your book is called Centering the Mind, Healing Chronic Stress, Anxiety, Depression, ADD, OCD, and PTSD in Children, Adolescents, and Adults. It's got a long title. It's telling you what it's doing. So tell us about your book. Why did you write it? What do you want people to walk away with? And, you know, what's it really about? Is it about vibrations? Is it about helping people with these specific chronic conditions? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wanted to write it because all these things are third dimensional, what I call labels for basically a lot of people who have these things like attention deficit. Do I have it? Of course I do, you know, because I spend my time talking to God in the ethers, and then when it comes back to you, well, I've got to try and ground myself here. And I think so. There's various levels of attention deficit, but one of them is like just not paying attention, you know, like people in the classroom, you know. Teacher, pay attention, you know, and then they'll write to the parents and say, oh, they've got, you know, attention deficit syndrome. And it's because, you know, it's being in the God realm, to me, is a reprieve from being down here and feeling the energies. I wanted to write this book to make people realize that, you know, there are solutions. You know, everyone's going through this hard time at the moment, and a lot of emotion, you know, a lot of people, you know, have been affected by narcissism, passive aggressive, all these sort of things. And, you know, that when the neurochemical balance is off, of course, then you're going to get these conditions. And, you know, how to do exercise as well. Things like, for example, police your thoughts for a month. You know, it's a lot of work. But, you know, if you think about, oh, God, what about this bill? Or, oh, you know, and, you know, it's negative. Whoa, sorry, God, back up. Right, how am I going to turn that around to positive? Well, I thank you for the blessing of the food. God, I thank you for paying this bill. Wow, because I've got the ability. And if you keep policing your thoughts for 1 month, you'll see everything change. I was on a radio show, and this lady, she said, well, I've got a problem. I said, what's that? My bed's broke. I said, okay, your bed's broke. She goes, well, yeah, it's broken. It's not getting fixed, and I don't know what to do. Da, da, da. I said, hang on, let's back up a bit. I said, so do you live in a house? She goes, yeah. I said, do you have food on the table? Well, yeah. Do you have a car? Yeah. Do you have heat and light? Yeah. I said, so we need to focus on that and look how blessed you are, because a lot of people don't have that. She goes, oh my God, yeah, you're right, you know.
I love that. Let's stop there for a minute, because that was a good example. I mean, she's probably saying, what are you talking about? Change my consciousness over my bed. And no amount of thinking is going to make it fixed. But I like that. But you zoomed out. You're alive, right? You have breath. You have a house to put this bed in. That was amazing. That I had to stop, because that is exactly where depression comes in. You know, I have no money to pay my rent, but you know, and you're focusing on that, and you get depressed, and you get whatever. But you're alive.
Well, do you know what I said to her? I said,
eyes, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, you got eyes, you got a heart, you got love, you got whatever you've got, you know. And I said to her, I said, look, anyway, think about all those things I've just mentioned. Yeah, and I said, so I want you to think about them every single day. Think about them every single day. Wow, thank you. I said, I want you to thank God for the blessing of, you know, the food on table, you know, you're alive, you've got, you know, heat and cooling, you've got a house, and you've got a car, you know, and anything else, husband, wife, friends, family, whatever. And I said, I want you to do it every single day, and I want you to add, thank you, God, for the fact that I've got my bed's been fixed, you know, repaired. It's fixed. She phoned the radio station 4 days late. She said, oh, my God, the charity came, and they gave me a new bed out of the blue, just knocked on the door. I believe you need a new bed, da-da-da, bang, you know. whether they've heard the radio station or not. And she said, wow, it really does work. And I was, yeah.
It's true. I agree. It does work. Yes. That's what I was saying. You know, the reason I practice my raising my vibration because of the law of attraction. And that's exactly what happened here. You know, it's a law of attraction. You attract the things that you need when you have your vibration up. So, yes. But anyway, all right, keep going.
Yeah, but also the law of attraction attracts the wrong things if you're manifesting bed broke or you're manifesting, I don't have money to pay the bill. It's, you know, the universe is so... It's one thing I've learned, they're so specific. I remember doing a lecture on manifestation, and I said, be very specific. So this lady's, well, I need a vehicle, you know. So she did the manifesting of the vehicle, and next week she was offered a van, and she goes, well, but I can't have a van because of whatever. And I said, well, you should be specific, you know. Even say, like, dear God, I'm manifesting a car. You know, it's got to be a Chevy or a Dodge or whatever it is. And it's got, and you know, you've got to be more specific because you will get the vehicle. But what happens if they turn up with a semi? Well, I've got the vehicle, but I wasn't quite specific enough. I've seen it. Honestly, it's amazing. It's amazing. So, yeah, the law of attraction really works. But, you know, but if you police your thoughts all the time and, oh, back up. We're not thinking negative, right? Thank you, God, for the blessing. You know, and if you police your thoughts for 1 month, you'll find your whole life will turn go.
Okay. All right. So anything else you want us to know about your book?
No, I mean, you know, it's got some exercises and, you know, I also think that, you know, people, if you've got spiritual practices, whether it's meditation, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, power of prayer, it doesn't matter what religion, everything, you know, focus on those, you know, spiritual practices because that should give you joy. But the biggest thing I think is, you know, if you don't like your job, I hear every day, I hate my job. Well, let's change it. Oh, but I can't. But you can, you know, because if you again, you know, you don't have to change your life right now, walk away. If you look at that burning passion within it, whatever it is, and you start doing that little by little, God will bless you because, you know, burning passion's always service to others, whatever it's doing, like cooking food or, you know, growing vegetable, whatever. And little by little, opportunities will start to come through. You think, wow, how, I mean, honestly, no, I think, wow, how did they get here from being at the top of corporate systems like Philips Consumer Electronics, Marconi, British Aerospace, doing flight control systems? This is completely different. And I'm so glad because I used to go to work and I was at the top of, like, you know, flight control systems like for the Airbus and, you know, different aircraft. And I used to look at it. There's got to be something more than this. I don't understand. You know, people say, that job must be great. You're earning hundreds of thousands of pounds a year, and it wasn't great. It wasn't for me, you know. And now, you know, I just love it. So that burning passion is key. You know, find your burning passion.
Yeah. It's like what I do. I love learning. And this is an excellent area for me to be in because I learn every time I get on this mic. I'm learning from my guests, and I'm including, you know, reading books every day and all that. And because I love learning. So that's my passion. So it's amazing. All right. So Dr. Macklin, has been an incredible conversation. You know, I have a different view of, you know, vibration and frequency. So, you know, when you think you know something, there's always a different layer to it. So thank you for sharing that. And, you know, we always think, you know, one of the things I say is change the way you look at a thing and the thing you look at will change. You know, Dr. Dwayne Dwyer said that. So, you know, somebody might be looking at schizophrenia and think it's one of the worst mental conditions that you can have. And that's what I thought. But then you just reframed it a little bit and say that, yeah, I mean, usually the schizophrenia people are, you know, talking to the lower entity beings. And that's what's making them do all these bad things or whatever. But if they were to switch it around and raise their vibration and start speaking to angelic beings, because that's what schizophrenia is. You're seeing things. You're talking to people. And you also say it's a gift. So that's an amazing way to change the way you look at a thing and the thing you look at.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
Well,
you know, I walked away with that. So thank you for that. Go ahead.
Well, I remember, you know, I was talking to a guy about my gifts. It was a long time ago. I can't remember when, but I always remember him, you know, And I was talking about how it works. I can see beings. I can see angelic beings. And he said, wow, that could be kind of a curse or a blessing. I said, absolutely. I said, it depends which beings you talk to. I treat it as an absolute blessing and a gift, and I thank God for it, you know. But it's true, you know, if you've got schizophrenia, you talk to negative beings, and they're telling you to do silly stuff, then that could be a curse, and that depends what you do to refocus the mind and refocus the gift on positivity, angelic beings, God stuff, instead of negative entities, manipulation. So, yeah, absolutely.
That is excellent. All right, yeah, so that's basically a couple of the things that I got over a conversation. So thank you so much for that. So tell us where we can, we all know that your book is on Amazon, but give us your website. And I definitely want, I'm assuming the fact that you talked about those prayers, I'm not sure if it's something that, you know, my listeners can download. Yeah,
we've got a prayer book, it's on the website. Yeah, I mean, we've got a prayer book, I think it's only $12. Okay. But also download them. They're in the prayer section. So yeah, and you use them. Please use them. And all the tools we've got. We do have also, we have a whole healing hour twice a week. It covers a lot of stuff. It doesn't cover everything, but it covers a lot of stuff. And I do it by donation. So if you've got no money, I'd encourage people, come on it, try it. You know, you can sign up on Zoom through the website, or you can actually go on, it's on Rumble, it's on Facebook, it's on Telegram. So, you know, you can do that live twice. It's on Thursday night, 5 p.m. Central Time, or Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time. And I do that because this is a charity. It's a registered charity. So I always want to make sure that if people got no money, that everyone gets a healing. And that's really important to me because I've been without money and I know what it's like. Got the T-shirt on that one.
Yeah. Great. I understand totally. All right. So what's your website?
It's www.globalenlightenmentproject.com. That's globalenlightenmentproject.com.
Okay, awesome. So on the website, they will be able to download the prayers, connect to social media sessions. And yeah, you know, listen, that protection prayer that you talked about is very good. So yes, I'll definitely get that myself. So that, you know, that you're in your family. Is protected. So thanks again. I will have a transcript of my conversation with Dr. Macklin on the show page, which is blog.myhelps.us. Anything that you've missed, that you want to just review, then you can head over to the show page. I would also link out to his website, link out to his book. And also, if you send me your social media handles, Dr. Macklin, I would also link out to it. Now, are you on social media with your name, or are you in social media?
Global. Yeah, globalenlightenmentproject.com. We're on Facebook, Rumble, Truth Social, not on YouTube. We got banned from that because of the healings. They didn't like, you know, anyway, one of us. Facebook. What else have we got? Telegram as well. Yeah. And we're actually going to go on TikTok, I think. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. So, just send me your links to those things and I will put it on the show page so people can follow you and get what they're needing, because you're very right. You know, one of the reasons I was excited for this conversation, because yes, mental health is in a really bad place, even though, a lot of people are becoming, you used the word awoke, but enlightened, you know, but it's still a very, very small percentage of people that are going, the masses are still, you know, troubling with low vibration issues. And if there's a great, that's a great tagline, low vibration issues, because anytime you're in low vibrations, you're going to have the negative thoughts. You're going to attract negative things in your life. You're going to be depressed, all those things. And that's why I personally work every day on raising my vibration. And when I feel that my vibration is low, then I work hard to fix it.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be attracting any negative stuff.
Bless your heart.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you, Dr. Macklin. I enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks a lot. Bless you all.
You were welcome. Thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life. This is what I bring you guys. I hope your mind was transformed today by this conversation, and your awareness has been, heightened as far as your frequency. And, if you weren't aware of it before, you're aware of it now, because they said, once a mind is expanded with knowledge, it can never go back to this original form. So connect with Dr. Macklin on social media and on his website. Head over to the show page for the link if you missed it. And start protecting yourself and your family from these, beings that, I think I was reading something the other day. I don't know how true it is, but the person said that in your room, there's about 1 million beings that are without a body. So, I don't know if 1 million is the right amount, but we know that there's beings all over that are don't have a body, and they're just here, right? Is it that many?
Absolutely. There's a lot, like Jesus said, hunting packs could be 100, 200. Yeah, it's amazing. So, that's why you have to protect yourself.
Yeah, you can't see them, but they're here. So protect yourself. So, all right, this has been an amazing conversation. Thank you guys for tuning in every week. Thank you for supporting the show and following the show. If you're listening to this on YouTube, would love for you to rate and review and subscribe. And if you're watching on iTunes, would love for you to do the same. Subscribe and give us a review. All right, Dr. Macklin, any last words before we wrap up?
No, just thank you for letting me come on. It's been wonderful. Bless your heart.
You're
right. I hope it's encouraged everybody.
And send some blessings my way.
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, thanks again. And until next time, namaste.